Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, as we continue to reflect on the Lions' pounding of the Commanders in Washington, Dan Campbell speaks on calling offensive plays.
Look, I just feel like it's the right thing to do right now, and I'm going to do it. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect.
Plus, who does Campbell identify as the standout players from Sunday? We'll take a closer look at a big day for some Detroit Lions defenders and the ultra-efficient Lions offense. All of that and more starts right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
MCDC said something at the beginning of the year about the totality of the season. I think it was after the Packers game. The Lions lost, obviously. And his whole point was like, you can't get bogged down by one game. One loss cannot turn into two losses, into three losses. I'll tell you what, man, I suck at that. It's one of the million reasons why I could never be a coach. Because, you know, I was kind of a Debbie Downer going into this week. I mean, things just seemed so off. And I didn't expect the play caller change on offense. I didn't. But now, after all that, I'm like, the Lions are the greatest team in the world. I couldn't be more hot and cold. I mean, I'm like that as a person too, though. So what are you going to do? We're going to go inside the headset here in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Dan Campbell himself. And then, as we do the day after every Lions game, we'll have our Upon Further Review segment. We've had a little bit more time to think about what we saw yesterday, so we'll talk about it. And we've got some NFL news and notes at the end, some coaching changes. We'll get to that before we get out of here. But now, let's go inside the headset with Lions head coach Dan Campbell. He spoke to the media late this afternoon, and we'll get to the coordinator stuff in a bit. But yesterday was all about the offense.
O-line responded in a big way, you know, Deck and Yody, Graham, Ratledge, and Sewell, they played big-time ball for us, man, no sacks, and then 6.8 average in the run game, those guys played well together, did a good job, and that really got us going, started us off, and really the whole offense played well. But out of that group, certainly the O-line, Golf is outstanding, Saint, J-Mo, Gibbs, Demo, Laporta, they all just stepped up and played big for us, man. They were playing for the guy next to them, man. We had a lot of downfield blocks, trying to finish the play for their teammate. And then in return, when the ball got in somebody else's hands, then they would return the favor. It was good, man. It's good energy out there. I was proud of those guys.
Now, I'm not saying the Lions should score 40 points a game, and I will point out that the Washington Commanders' defense is really bad. But this is what the Detroit offense should always look like, or at least it should always feel this way. Poised, intense, fearless. We have not seen it that way in far too long. The Lions punted zero times yesterday. Not once. Jack Fox for president. While the Commanders' offense did have their moments, there were a handful of big plays. The Lions ultimately shut them down.
Man, I thought we handled the pressure that they apply offensively pretty well. You know, that stuff gets on you. It's on the ball. Yes, they hit us a couple of times, but I really did think we handled it well. You know, we were in position to make a few plays that we just got to make, you know, that we just got to finish on. You know, that was the story. But all in all, man, I thought we did what we needed to do. Lopez showed up big time. Man, he was disruptive. Couldn't block him. He's just been a quietly productive guy for us. Branch was all over the field, played aggressive, smart, got him going, active player. Jack Campbell, man, he just continues to get better and better. I mean, he's our bell cow over there, man. And solves issues, plays, snapped a whistle. You know, Rock was good. I thought T.A. played much better overall.
I mean, you know it's a good day when Roy Lopez is one of your studs. And that's been one of the most refreshing things brought by this regime change. It's the depth of talent. There's not just one or two guys. There's one or two guys at every position that can play. We even saw Kyle Allen yesterday. What a treat. It was great to see Branch back to his old self, and T.A. did play well, but Terry now is in the concussion protocol, so fingers crossed. Dan mentioned that earlier today, so no word on where he is. They never tell you where somebody is in the protocol. I'm not sure if it's even a spectrum. I don't know. Have I had a concussion before? Yes. That's why I am so stupid. And not that you would expect to, but when it comes to play calling, you'll never hear a bad word about John Morton from Dan Campbell.
It's about me doing my job, what I need to do then to make sure that we're on point. There's things I got to get better at, and I will. And that's what the staff does. That's what Johnny does, man. Johnny's an asset for me, man. He gives me critical information as it pertains to some of the tendencies going into the game, tendencies during the game, pass game, things to look for, things to go to, and either I take them or I don't. Same thing with Hank Fraley. I took input this game from John Morton, from Hank Fraley, from Scotty Montgomery, from David Shaw, from Tyler Roll, from Choice, our running back coach.
First of all, none of that surprises me that Dan Campbell leads a collaborative group. Doesn't surprise me at all. And I don't doubt that John is helpful during the game. And it is true that it's becoming more common for the head coach to call the offensive plays across the league. But John Morton was brought here to call plays. That's why he called plays for the first 8 games of the season. And, you know, Dan kind of said, well, I may do it for the rest of the season. I may not. I may do it next year. I may not. I mean, there's no way that John Morton calls another play this season. There's no way. Why would you do that? It's not to punish him, but clearly, when Dan Campbell's calling the plays, things look a little differently in the way they should look. I can't imagine why you would go back to Morton calling plays. I don't see it happening. And of course, as we know, this is not the first time Dan has called plays in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, 8 games, you can figure out a lot in 8 games about what you are, what you're not, where you're at, all this and that. But the bottom line, like even from where I sit, look, don't forget, I called those games. I called whatever that was, 8 or 9 games. I don't remember what it was in 21. While he helped me, but he watched, he learned. You know, he saw how I ran it, how I wanted to run it, what I was looking for. You know, he evolved it from there. He took it. He knew exactly what I wanted. And, you know, by the middle of 22, I didn't have to say a word. That's kind of where John is right now. That's all. You know, it's good. And you know, sometimes that's the best way to really know what somebody's looking for is just going through that. So, look, I just feel like it's the right thing to do right now, and I'm going to do it. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect.
He may not be perfect, but he is clearly the better option when it comes to play calling. Clearly. I don't want to repeat myself. Well, actually, I don't mind repeating myself. I don't want to do that to you, though. But when I heard MCDC talking about Ben Johnson watching him, and then he said, well, that's where John is right now. No. That's where Scotty Montgomery is right now. I'm not giving this up. The way he was talking about that, and you can tell there was a series of questions asked, of course, about the play calling. And Dan does not want to, it's not that he doesn't want to talk about that, but he's working so hard to not trash John Morton in the process, which, you know, I respect. All that said, things will be much more difficult this Sunday night. I think Dan is up to the task. John Morton, not so much. One more from Motor City, Dan Campbell. When J-Mo is on, his energy is like palpable. That front flip yesterday was so cool.
Absolutely, man. He loves ball, and you can't hide that, right? I mean, that's not fake. You don't fake that. I mean, it's just unbridled enthusiasm. You know, he loves the game. He loves to play. He loves to compete. He loves it when his teammates make a play. He loves to block for his teammates. He loves to go celebrate in the end zone with his guy. He's over there. He says stuff to the old line. I mean, he's a great teammate, and he does. He delivers energy, man. He brings a lot of energy, and it's good to see, man. I think guys feed off of that, you know, and I think that's what we've got a team full of guys like that that love ball, and they don't hide it, and you can't fake it, and I think we draw energy from that. We gain momentum, and we get better, and it just gets us going. So, yeah, I love it, man.
I mean, how could you not feed off a guy like that? He can be one highlight reel after another, and that's what he was yesterday. And, of course, that draws a reaction. The teammates love it. But it's true, though, that he's not the only one. This team is filled with personality, and it's one of the things that makes them so much fun, and I think it's one of the things that makes them as good as they are. And it's not just the players. I've played plenty of Calvin Shepard clips on this show. You listen to those press conferences, man, you're ready to run through a wall for him. He says, jump off a bridge, I say, which one? It is a fun way to win football games, and it's even more fun to watch. So yesterday we recorded the show immediately after the game ended, and I always like to come back after that with a little bit more thought put into it, right? This is less of a reaction show than the one previously. And I mean, a couple of things that stick out to me. It was a quiet day for Hutch. I'm using the air quotes. You can't see him. Hit one tackle for loss and one PBU. Though, man, that PBU, that was almost a spectacular interception. He was very upset with himself for not catching it. But for him, it's about the resources that it takes to slow him down. Because Aiden Hutchinson exists, it allows dudes like Roy Lopez to get into the backfield. I think Roy Lopez had, what, half a sack? I know it doesn't sound like a ton, but other people are able to win thanks to Hutch. So in a sense, there's like nothing you can do to stop Hutch. Right? Like, you can stop him, but somebody else is going to win. That's what's up. And if you look at Washington's offense, they had under 200 passing yards and under 100 rushing yards. That's poor. But how about BB? He had a combined 7 tackles, a sack and a half for a net 15.5-yard loss. I mean, without Kirby, he's been asked to do a lot more. And yesterday he shows he is that guy, and then some. It's not that we ever have questioned his talent, ever. Nobody has ever questioned his talent. He'd be the best defender on half a dozen teams in the NFL. He would be. I mean, the competitive nature that he has is fantastic, but you know, it's got to have its limits. And we're still unsure about Kirby Joseph. Would love to have him back this week for the Eagles. We'll learn more about that later on in the week. We talked yesterday about the offensive efficiency as it related to yards per pass and yards per rush. But how about this? Detroit scored on their first 8 drives. And this was all done on the road. Though, boy, was there a lot of Lions chants and Honolulu Blue on my television yesterday. I love how Lions fans travel. And if anything, it helps to neutralize the crowd earlier in the game. And then eventually, you know, the Lions take over. It's awesome. One quick note here. Defensive tackle Deron Payne was suspended a game for punching Saint. I still don't get why dudes punch other dudes while the other dude is wearing a helmet. Like, doesn't that hurt? I'm not a big, tough football player, but I've definitely thrown a punch or two, but never with a person wearing a helmet on the receiving end. I mean, like, punch him in the arm. Punch him in the stomach. Give him a Charlie horse. I feel like you're going to hurt yourself more than you're going to hurt them. I mean, you shouldn't punch at all, obviously. At least when Branch whooped Juju's ass, Juju wasn't wearing a helmet. That's not funny. Yes, it is. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some NFL odds and ends to get to, some coaching changes. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues next. And now, Fourth Down in the Motor City continues. The Lions will play the New York Giants in Detroit later this season, and The Giants will have an interim head coach in the process. I mean, you want to know what's a good way to get fired? Keep blowing double-digit leads to the NFL. That ultimately is what led the Giants to fire Brian Daboll today. They're keeping the GM, which I think makes sense. Right? It seems like New York has a decent collection of young talent, including a quarterback. And for Daboll, it was a great start. Right, 9 wins, a playoff berth in 2021. But since then, the Giants are 11-33. That's the second worst record in the league in that span. So you go from the playoffs to the bottom for 3 consecutive seasons. It's not going to work. I mean, the Giants are 2-8 for the third straight year. Gross. Certainly, we've talked about the Detroit Lions waxing of the Washington Commanders, and that happened in part due to a play caller change before the game, right? The Lions had Dan Campbell call the plays, not John Morton. Well, now there's going to be a play calling change for the opponent after the game. Now Dan Quinn will call the defensive plays for the Commanders. They didn't fire Joe Witt. He'd still be the DC for now. I mean, the injuries have really smacked the Commanders, but Washington's defense ranks 28th in scoring and 30th in yards per game. They've lost 5 in a row. I think in the last 3 games, in those 2 stats where I said they were 28th and 30th, they're 31-31. That means they're second to last in scoring and in yards allowed per game. You got to do something. And next for Washington, Spain. Olé. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. It is always super helpful. We've got more Lions talk all week long right here. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.